current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's segment of News Right Now. Without warning. The historic Junah Kunda Mosque, located in India's Gujarat's Kutch district, has been officially demolished. Jamiat Ulema-e Hind and local residents claim the mosque was demolished without prior notice. Authorities, while bulldozing the mosque, kept the residents from being able to protest. This took residents by surprise, for no due process was done, making this demolition to be completely illegal and seemingly random. Abdul Hassan, associated with GUH, stated, quote, "We are not finding answers as to why these mosques were demolished. We have been looking for answers. We are trying to seek an explanation from the collector and other officers as to why these mosques were demolished, but we are not being heard." End quote. How random was the demolition of the Junah Kunda Mosque? This demolition came along with 30 other demolitions, including several residential properties and businesses of the Muslim community. This comes as part of an quote-unquote anti-encroachment drive, which has prompted action and denial from the residents affected. 25 of the Muslim youth who had protested against the demolitions were arrested. Quote, "It is a matter of scrutiny whether these structures were illegal, but it is certain that these demolitions are illegal, as they are being carried out without following any due process, displacing hundreds of residents and targeting religious structures and places of worship," end quote, said Abdul Hassan. The truth of the matter is that India has built up hatred and hostility towards the Islamic Ummah. They have expressed their hatred verbally and physically, attacking our brothers and sisters within India. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us in the Quran,
لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا وَلَتَجِدَنَّ أَقْرَبَهُم مَّوَدَّةً لِّلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّا نَصَارَى ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ مِنْهُمْ قِسِّيسِينَ وَرُهْبَانًا وَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ.
You will surely find the most intense of the people in animosity towards the believers to be the Jews and those who associate others with Allah. Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 82. O Muslims, the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering from India to Palestine, from the Uyghurs in concentration camps to the Muslims in Syria, still detained for their call to the truth. Every corner of the Muslim world has been kept in darkness and faced with oppression. All of this is taking place because those in power know the Ummah, at the moment, has no one to protect them, an Imam, a rightly guided Caliph, Khalifa Rashid. Only under the Khilafah would the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam be safe from coast to coast, under justice and pure serenity.
إنما الإمام جنة يقاتل من ورائه ويتقى به فإن أمر بتقوى الله عز وجل وعدل كان له بذلك أجر وإن أمر بغيره كان عليه منه.
A commander of the Muslims is a shield for them. They fight behind him and are protected by him from tyrants and aggressors. If he enjoins fear of God, the exalted and glorious, and dispenses justice, then there will be a great reward for him. And if he enjoins otherwise, it redounds on him. Living under the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where the whims and desires of man does not dictate the livelihood of the people living under the entities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sharia would bring the ummah from the darkness it is living under into the light of Islam. This is a promise, for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
ثُمَّ تَكُونُ خِلَافَةً عَلَى مِنْهَاجِ النُّبُوَّةِ.
Then there will be khilafah according to the method of prophethood. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.